aerospace companies from across the world competing in the booming corporate jet market in Shanghai. Vendors and business leaders are optimistic despite rising tensions between the U.S. and China over trade. Ed Ballen, president and CEO of the National Business Aviation Association, says the sector has seen remarkable growth in China.
40% of our exhibitors are actually Chinese or Asian. So once again, it is remarkable to see how fast growth takes place in China, particularly in Shanghai, and how quickly business aviation has taken root here in this country and also grown very quickly with Chinese characteristics.
Tit-for-tat trade tariffs between China and the U.S. had worried aviation industry leaders and stock traders when American airplanes are proposed to face Chinese tariffs. But the tariffs are far from being enacted. The Chinese tax agency says the date on which the 25% tariff hike might take effect will be announced later, depending on what U.S. President Donald Trump's government does about plans to raise duties on a similar amount of Chinese goods. Dassault Aerospace Corporation Deputy Director Carlos Brenner says Chinese consumers are looking for long-range aircraft that function as mobile offices for long trips.
The Chinese market is very interested in long-range airplanes. In fact, we are manufacturing different kinds of airplanes, from airplanes going to 3,300 nautical miles to airplanes going to 6,450 nautical miles. So this is the 2000S, 3,300 nautical miles, and the ATX is more than 6,000 nautical miles.
Dassault unveiled an infrared camera system that allows pilots to see through fog and bad weather, called Falconeye. Support firms like Fuel, Logistics, Tarmac Services, and Luxury Customization, including luxury brands like Carroll's and Rolls-Royce, showcased their products at the Shanghai Hongqiao International Airport. Scott Neal, Senior Vice President of Gulfstream, says the market for business jets is booming in China.
I think business aviation has nowhere to go but up in China. It will continue to grow and expand. And as Chinese companies expand outside of China and do business other places in the world, they've realized the utility that a business jet like a Gulfstream can bring to them to allow them to grow and expand their businesses and reach locations that they really can't reach efficiently on the airlines.
Manufacturers from across the world are displaying more than 30 jets and helicopters designed for corporate, luxury, and diplomatic purposes at the Asian Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition in Shanghai, which ends today. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.